The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, Wednesday, the 18th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I am good. Good morning.
You having a good morning already?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Every day.
The moment I get in that car, just whipping around the road.
You've got a nice little car there.
I got some speed behind me now.
Oh,
allegedly.
Yeah. Oh, what could be more happy, an 18-year-old with his first sports car?
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove my very first sports car at about age 19. My MGB. 19 or 20. Drove it right through a bridge abutment. Had the car for like 2 months. Yes. Anyway, but you don't do that. Be careful.
Yes, I am very. I'm very careful.
What national day do we have today?
We have some great ones. Let's do Air Force Birthday.
Air Force Birthday. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. My sound effect wasn't ready. That's why.
Okay, that was mine.
Yeah. No, I was just. Joking. You had the sound effect.
There you go. What else?
We have National Cheeseburger Day.
Whoa.
And I'm making this one up, but we can make it one. National Buy Your Employee a Cheeseburger Day.
National Buy Your Employee a Cheeseburger Day.
We do it enough times,
Carl. Well, a couple of years ago, that had been easy. Now they're $25 a piece, so I'm not sure. Anyway, okay, National Cheeseburger Day and it's the Air Force Birthday. Okay, those are two good days. Hey, the weather is today a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 a.m. Well, we haven't seen that. Mostly sunny with a high of 81, and tonight mostly cloudy and then gradually clearing with a low around 58. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 89. Friday, a high near 91 and sunny. Saturday, sunny with a high near 92. And it looks like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are all going to be nice and sunny, and the temperatures are going up to, 94 on Sunday, 96 on Monday, and Tuesday, high near 98, almost to 100 again. Hopefully we're out of the triple digits for the rest of the year. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding customer service. They do treat their customers as friends. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. It's really a good business. They really do care about their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, and I'm here with Teresa Roberts. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You need to turn her on. Is she on? Then turn her up.
So you got to move a little closer to the mic.
Okay, there you go. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, now we're here. Now, tell us a little bit about Teresa.
Well, I've been here for 51 years. Came from Ventura, California. So I've been in California all my life.
Uh-huh.
I've got 6 kids, 8 grandchildren.
Well, Mom.
Yeah. We are.
It's full house on. Yeah. Is it a full house on Thanksgiving and things
like
that?
Well, we have a few that live out of town. We only have one that lives here in Shasta County now.
Oh, okay.
But it's, yeah, when we all get together.
When you all get together, it's a big day.
Oh. It's a houseful.
Okay. And so you've lived here 51 years.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, grandkids.
Kids, grandkids.
Okay.
We've owned our own business for just over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And what's that?
We do a paving and grading. And we've owned We've owned a few businesses.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but we've been with that one for a little over 20 years.
Without one or
with the paving business.
Oh, the paving
yes.
business.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. With all the paving going around this town, let me put it this way. With all the paving that could go around this town, that could be a good thing. You got into politics.
Yes.
Why?
Because I remember back in the day when I was in school, what I was taught. And then with my kids going to school, my oldest is 37, my youngest is 16.
Mm-hmm.
The way that things have gone are completely sideways. There's not a whole lot of learning going on. There's a lot of force to go to college. These kids are not, they're not learning trades. They're not wanting to learn trades. They're creating debt for themselves right out of high school. The majority of these kids don't even finish college. And I just see a need to get the trades back into schools. I took wood shop in high school, and I learned a lot. I actually taught the wood shop when the teacher decided he was going to go to the bowling gilding sale down at Red Bluff. He says, "You know what you're doing. You teach the rest of them."
How Shasta County is that? Come on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, I'm going to take off in the next 2 to 3 days, and I'm going to be going to the bull and gelding sale.
Well, and not only that, he taught me some entrepreneurism, I guess you could say it that
uh-huh.
way. Because what I was doing in woodshop is I was making bread boxes and selling them.
Wow.
We had everything set up for it. It opened my eyes to being able to be my own boss.
Yeah.
So
you think that we should be encouraging more of the trades?
Right.
In
right.
high schools.
Right.
Okay.
And another thing I've noticed, too, is there's so much money that is thrown at these schools. So much money. But the kids aren't getting it. It's not going to the kids. When you look at their budget this year, they've got 18.1% of the budget going towards a slush fund, and 4.2% of their
wait
budget.
A slush fund. It's not called slush
it's
fund.
It's not
is
called
it?
A slush fund. No.
What's it called?
It's called unrestricted funds.
Okay, that means they can put it anywhere they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we've got
it's like miscellaneous in your budget.
Right.
Okay.
We need a new picnic table for $42,000.
They do picnic tables for $42,000?
Okay, so I'm exaggerating on that maybe.
Well, you don't want to do that.
Right.
We want
to,
you know.
So, but on the Excel Independent Study Juvenile Court Schools, they've only got 4.2% of a $90 million budget going to those kids.
And that's the peer court? What is that?
It's the Excel. It's what we cover.
Okay.
It's what SCOE, Shasta County Office of Education, covers.
Okay.
So I just see that I see the need for accountability.
Okay. So you're saying accountability on where they're spending the funds.
Right, right. I'd like to see some of the programs that they're offering. I'd like to see the outcomes of those programs. I'd like to see the budgets. You know?
Aren't they up someplace where you can see where the budget is?
Yes.
But you can't see the outcome of the programs?
No.
So if you put $10 million in this program, how do you know if it works?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I know that we have 140 credentialed administrators over 169 kids last year, and the budget was $120 million, and $20,474,000 went to the administrators.
$20 million went to the administration.
Over $20 million just went to administration.
And that's for
169 kids.
169 kids, but 100 and how many administrators?
140.
140. Now, does that include? I got to take a break here. We'll come back. But does that include? You might have it in your numbers there. Does that include salaries? Does that include books? Does that include everything that goes, you know, with the teaching of these 139 kids?
As far as I'm aware, no. It's just the credentials, the office staff.
Okay, so it's the salaries. So you're saying it's just the salaries, but it's nothing else?
No.
Okay. Hey. If you need a change in your TV entertainment, now's the time to call B&T Satellite, and you can get up to $200 in a gift card for making the change to Dish. Call the guys at B&T Satellite to get you signed up and receive your up to $200 gift card. If you're having problems, as you know, and some of the other carriers there that have, you know, taken certain shows off the air because they're in fights with their companies, B&T Satellite and Dish aren't having that problem. Give B&T Satellite a call at 530-241-3474, about 9 o'clock. I'm sure that's when they open up and they can help you. We've had Dish, for well over a decade. It's locally owned here, B&T Satellite. It's, Doug Tooley. He and his people do a great job taking care of you. They can do all types of things besides just your basic dish to make sure that you have the best entertainment system. 530-241-3474. We'll be right back with Teresa Roberts, who is running for Shasta County Office of Education, place.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Lindabot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Oh, thank you. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. What, you just, turned me off?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, a couple of things happening. Tomorrow, Caffeinate for a Cause. Linda and I will be down at the Dutch Bros. Right down here on Market Street, right down the street from our studios here, from 7 to 9. And it's a dollar per drink as people come through there, plus all tips go to Turtle Bay, and you get to see some of the great animals they have there and all that. Now, I'll be there from 7 to 8. Linda will be there from 7 to 9. But at 8 o'clock, I'll be back in the studios, and my guest will be Mayor Tanessa Audette, who is not only the mayor of Reading, but running for State Assembly. So she'll be with us tomorrow from 8 to 9. On Saturday, the 21st, Classics for Cause car show down at Everything Medical on Athens. And they're going to have, it's a fundraiser for Wings of Angels, which is just a great organization, just a super organization. And they're going to have raffle prizes, face painting, Star Wars stormtroopers, food, beer, music, and more, and it's free. Just come on down. They're giving away trophies for best car, truck, motorcycle, and more. 100% of the money raised goes to Wings of Angels. That's going to be Saturday from 10 to 2 down there at Everything Medical at 2376 Athens. I'm here with Teresa Roberts, who is running for Shasta County Office Education Board, and she says that right now, there's not a lot of transparency on where the money's going to. There's millions of dollars going into our system, but where's it going to? Having a budget this big, and it's showing where some of it, you know, shows where some goes to, but then also looking for the results of the money, where that money goes to. If you're putting money into a program, how does that program, is it achieving what the money's supposed to buy, I guess you could say?
Correct.
Okay. The other thing we talked about during the break was, kids in school being put into boxes. Is that correct?
Well, trying to teach every child the same way is not working. It has never worked. Some kids will succeed through books. Other kids succeed with hands-on. But I think that another thing that we've noticed over the last 4, 5, 6 years, maybe even a little bit longer, I didn't really get into this knowledge until 2016, is the parental rights are being removed. There's no transparency on that. And they say, well, it's because, you know, the kids kind of need privacy and they don't. Well, when a whole school knows but the parents don't, there's something wrong.
Well, you're talking about in the if a child wants to change their gender identity and they go to school and they change into the other gender's clothing and go by another name.
Right. Right.
Well, how long is it really before the parents find that out?
Right.
Anyway, I mean, had that case in Chico, it took like about 4 days before right. mom found out.
Right.
Because other mothers called her and said, you know what's going on.
Right. And it shouldn't be that way.
So you're saying is that the schools owe it to the parents and the kids.
Yes.
To notify them.
Correct.
The parents.
I mean, they notify a parent if they've broken an arm. You know, they notify a parent if they're sick.
But the state just passed a law that says that schools cannot do that.
Yes, they did.
So what do you do then?
You take care of your children. And you do what needs to be done. And you make sure that those kids are safe.
Okay.
Parents are they're intricate in raising these kids. When you're going through high school, starting about the age of 12, you start hitting puberty. Everything in your body changes. I don't know of one kid who has gone through puberty without some kind of issue. But when you're hiding that from the parents, it doesn't give the parents the opportunity to walk beside that kid with a struggle.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, Teresa.
Yeah, I don't.
To me, it seems like, I mean, I understand that, you know, kids going through this very, and it's a very traumatic thing for this kid to be doing this, this child to be doing, you know, especially a gender ID thing. And not allowing the parents in on it, it can't, you know, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, they're going through some tough stuff, and parents kind of need to be there. And they're basing this on the fact that there are some parents, if they found out, would disown the kids, kick them out of the house. But I think that number is extremely low, frankly, that there'd be a problem. But there ought to be some kind of balance here, you know, after, you know, that they offer the kids, the parents, you know, counseling services. You know, if you want to put some money into that, because we throw money at everything else, throw it into counseling services for the family to be together. That's just my opinion, though. But the state has said the schools can't say anything.
Right. And I think another thing, too, is the teachers that do want to say something and think that it's right to involve the parents and be transparent, they're terrified. They're going to lose their job. Mm-hmm. They'll go under disciplinary action. I want somebody to teach my kid academics, and I don't want them to be fearful of it. Most people, when they come into the teaching trade, they do it for the love of the kids. But now it's like, do you really want to put yourself in that position?
Yeah, it amazes me that we still have teachers.
Right.
You know, the people that want, I mean, I can understand it, you know, when I was teaching, I got a great deal of personal satisfaction in seeing kids grow.
Right.
And, you know, and move on. But then again, it was well before all this started. Okay, Teresa Roberts, are you having any, like, fundraisers, or how do people get a hold of you?
They can go to my Facebook page, Teresa Roberts.
Okay.
Vote Teresa Roberts 2024.
Vote Teresa Roberts 2024.
Yes.
Well, we can look it up. But, what would you want people to remember? This is, you know, what do you want people to remember?
That all kids don't learn the same.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid has its own their own individual way of learning. We can't put them in a box.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to see if I can find it. Nope. I can't because I didn't put everything in there. I've run out of time here. So it's Vote Teresa Roberts 2024 on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Teresa, thanks a lot for showing up today.
Thank you.
Even though the SCOE doesn't have a lot of power, because it's the school districts themselves that have the power on what they teach, how they teach, and all that. But it can
set the example.
Set an example. Yeah. Well, thank you. Okay.
And this is a nonpartisan, non-paid position.
Yeah. Yep. So it's just, yeah, it doesn't make any difference which party you are. Again, this is people that are running because they want the best deal for the kids.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Look for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, today, a test of alert FM devices is scheduled at 10 AM today. And what they're going to do in cooperation with Shascom And as part of the routine schedule of alert systems test, there will be alert FM devices will receive a test message today. Following a test, any technical issues should be referred to alert FM by calling 866-869-5180. If you live in an area that meets the criteria where alert FM may be beneficial, units can be purchased directly from the alert FM store. And this is a time that be that you sign up for Shasta County's public warning system. If you haven't, you can do so by going to alertshasta.genesis, genesys.com/portal/en. I'm sure you got all that. If you must sign up for this one, even if you were previously signed up to receive code red alerts. Okay. And it helps when things are going on and we got disasters, fires, heavy storms and all this. They put out the message. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more, in the next hour when the Sheriff's Department's here. But I'm here with Kevin Knapp, who is the president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. They're not in any way connected to the museum, Northern California Veterans Museum.
No, we're not.
No, see, it's two separate. When I first got here, I thought y'all were kind of like, but you're not. This is two separate organizations.
They're two separate organizations. The Veterans Museum, one of the organizers, was a member of the Historical Association and broke away. His own event to honor veterans. But we have the UH-1 helicopter and a mobile museum.
Yes.
And that we take around to schools and other veterans-related events to help share our military stories with people who might be interested.
Now, tell us a little bit about you, Kevin.
About me. I served 28 years in the Army. 14 and a half in Special Forces, the Green Berets, 8 enlisted as a medic and the other commissioned as an officer.
So when did you serve?
I served from 1975 to 2003. I retired in 2003 with 28 years.
Did you make it into A lot of things were going on that people didn't realize back in those days.
Sure.
It was after Vietnam.
Sure. Right at the end of Vietnam.
Into Vietnam, but there were a lot of things that were happening, and of course, culminating with Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
Sure. You've got a large reduction in force. You've got Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom. There's plenty of opportunities for military to be deployed. Unfortunately, in today's environment, you've got a lot of people who make a lot of money off of war. It's a business. Unfortunately.
Yeah, war is a business, and business is good.
But in my time of service, I'm a Cold War guy.
Yeah.
And to Vietnam, not fighting the Russians, but prepared to fight the Russians.
What was it, the Folger Gap?
The Folger Gap.
Over in Germany.
Yes, sir.
We had a lot of military over there.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if we still have as many.
Not as many. Again, we've got a large reduction in force. We depend more on the National Guard and the Army Reserve to round out the active component. It used to be a question of, if you join the Guard or Reserves, you got 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks during the year.
Yeah,
you can stand on your hands and do that. You're not going to be deployed. You could be.
Yeah.
Historically, you had not been called.
If it was the National Guard, it could be like there's big floods. Okay.
Sure.
Then they call them up for
sure.
that. But to be deployed into a combat. The last time we did that, I think, was in Korea.
Yes, sir.
And it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
As you know,
yes, sir.
When the Korean War started, they called up all the National Guards and Reserves and this. And what they found out is they weren't trained.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these, like reserve units, were fathers, sons, brothers would go into these units. And it was, they served their country, but it was kind of also a club almost. And the training wasn't like the active duty. and they were sacrificed in Korea.
Again, you're not thinking of deploying to combat. You're thinking of being at home and supporting your community
and
learning some skills and earning benefits like education benefits, et cetera, that you could move forward with in your personal life.
But
in 1990, when the first Gulf War happened, we were very dependent on the Garden Reserve, and it was a major surprise to a lot of people, especially because in their 5-year plans, the Guard requested and received all of the combat arms MOSs, their skills,
And training,
which left the reserve with combat support and combat service support. It's easier to recruit for the combat arms than it is the combat support and service support, which is the Guard's focus. But when the Guard was called up, it became a major issue for state generals in charge and the governors, because the Guard units had to deploy. You had units with that were located, subordinate commands were in multiple states. And if you're calling up a unit, you had to work with multiple states to coordinate that. And the first overseas had to leave their equipment on site for the next team to come in and use. And the governors are going, well, I've got to leave my equipment there. What am I going to do if there's a disaster at home? It became a major challenge to try to figure out. But now it is part of the basic military operations. If an active component is called up or goes anywhere, their Guard and Reserve support go with them.
And it's and like you said before, it was there for one week in a month and 2 weeks out of the year. But since Desert Storm and Desert Shield, things have changed.
It's not a question of if you'll be deployed. It's a question of when.
So when you sign up, it's something like that. Now, I've told a story once when I went back in the 05 when I deployed to Al-Anbar province in 06. I was in the chow hall, and I just sat down next to this young man, Minnesota National Guard, of all places. I said, so how long are you on? How long are you here for? He said, we're going to be here for 16 months. And I looked at him, and I said, 16 months? I said, you're a guard unit, right? And he goes, yes, sir. I said, 16 months. He may have said 17. I'm not sure. But 16 months. Marines, active duty Marines, we were only deploying for 12 months.
Right.
So when I heard that, and then now I think back, it was the Minnesota National Guard, end of 05, and they deployed in 06 and 07. I wonder if that was Waltz's group now.
Was it a field artillery unit?
Well, I don't know. I just, like I said, it was a conversation with the young man. But I was just totally surprised that they were going to, I could see them. I knew some units were rolling in for 6 months and some, for a year. But 16 months seems like a, and I said, you're National Guard. Yeah, 16 months, because I'm familiar with National Guard and Reserves. This isn't their major job. I mean, they have a job. They have, and then they leave for 6 months.
That interfered with employers, too.
Because supposedly you get your job when you get back.
There are federal law.
Yeah, by law.
The Employer Supportive Guard and Reserve is there to assist if there is complications or whatever. But the employer is required to keep your job available and offer it back to you when you return. You can choose to take it or not, but the employer is required to keep that open for you.
Yeah, by law. And they can't just give it away. Now, that's tough on employers also. But guess what? You know, your employee is a part of the National Guard, and if these guys get deployed to combat, these boys and girls or these men and women get deployed to combat, guess what? Make sure they have a job when they're coming back.
And then the families that are left behind that have to learn to do everything. The spouses on their own.
The spouses and families. Frankly, Kevin, you and I had it easy. We just went off to combat where people were trying to shoot us. They had to stay home and take care of everything. And then and not enough is said, even though we were recognizing spouses a lot more, not enough said about, how they have to, you know, well, they have to step up.
There are organizations like the Family Support Group now.
Yes.
But it makes, again, if you're talking Garden Reserve, not everybody is in the same installation. Everybody is spread out.
They're spread out. And then when they come back, especially if they've had combat tours, there's no, central place for them to get assistance.
But there is a rear support element left behind.
Sure.
That is available to help take care of the families. But again, I'm also the president of the Special Forces Association, Chapter 89. We cover a 60,000 square mile area from Sacramento to Oregon, from the coast to Nevada.
Yeah.
I've got 13 members. Several of them are out of state, but I've got members down east of Roseville. I've got members north, you know, 3.5-4 hours away. You know, we can't have regular monthly week meetings.
Oh no, no, no,
et cetera. But I'm still responsible for helping to take care of their needs if they have.
Yeah, every unit, every organization has a support unit for the wives and you know, the families. I should say not wives, but the families. And but it's still a a lot of times it becomes a one thing after another for families. If their spouse was there, it would help take some of the pressure. But spouses aren't there, so there's so many parts that when we deploy. But we got to take a quick break. We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches: one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've been in the business 17, 18 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. It is a local bank, local board of directors. These are good people down there. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're happy. We'll be right back with Kevin Knapp of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. Just let me go.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl Lindbach. I'm here today with Kevin Knapp, who is the president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. You got some events coming up.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
After COVID, things slowed down for our organization in terms of visiting schools, et cetera. We want to remind educators in local schools, local within the county area, that we are available with our UH-1 helicopter and mobile museum to come visit schools and have a Patriot Day or Veterans Awareness Day where we come in and let the kids go through the helicopter, come through the museum, get some hands-on, and learn more about the military, what their parents have done or relatives have done, and maybe they can share stories with us, too. In October, the helicopter will be at Big Bike Weekend, October 13th and 14th. We've got the Veterans Stand Down coming up at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. If that focus there is specific to homeless veterans, but other veterans who have not connected with organizations here, that will help them with.
Yeah, they have a variety of services there available.
Sure.
But they always are looking for volunteers to help.
Yes, we are. Coming up in November, AMVETS 1 bus will be touring California. It will be here in Redding in front of City Hall on November 4th. And the focus for this year's tour is post-traumatic stress, suicide awareness, mental health. Now, this was just announced. As president of the Special Forces Association for the area, I'm going to try to make it a little bit bigger or different event than just people coming to the bus and veterans organizations there with pamphlets that talk about suicide awareness and mental health. I'm working with the local first responders, the Special Forces Association. I'm going to get with the recruiters, and we're going to do an event like a push-up challenge or walking, hiking with a rucksack or weighted plate carrier to the Sundial Bridge and back. It may include a breakfast, but listen for more to follow.
Yeah, we'll have more information
on
that.
Bring awareness to that. You've got on the 9th, the Shasta Lake City Veterans Day Parade, rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
If you are looking for information to participate, call 530-275-5530.
I think it's free to participate in.
It is free to participate in. There's no entry fee.
Gather
your stuff up. And the focus is on honoring our veterans.
In fact, I just saw an email came out yesterday. I think it was yesterday, looking for veterans from the Gulf War, World War II, Korea.
Yes, sir.
All those.
We honor one veteran from each of our conflicts. We've got a main here I am having a brain cramp. The Grand Marshal. We have separate marshals for each of the conflicts, and then your organization. My wife Judy is a member of the Daughters of American Revolution, and they are going to participate for the first time with a unit in the parade.
Okay, it's a great parade, my friends. Linda and I usually, I think they want us to announce it again, and we're very proud to do that. But it's a great parade, and a lot of people are out there, and you have breakfast before it starts. You know, I mean, that's available, and there's a lunch afterwards.
The fire department provides you breakfast, and the American Legion.
For a cost.
For a cost.
Yeah, for a cost. It's just not a freebie.
Yes, no. And the American Legion offers lunch.
It is a great parade. Now, the stand down. We've been involved with that in the sense that we're down there on one of those days broadcasting. And the amount of so many people have come through this event that have gotten that hand, and it's a hand up, not a handout.
Correct.
They get the information they need, and a lot of them, with this help they get during this stand down, enables them to get off the streets, enables them to get their driver's license back, things like this. And many of them come back and volunteer to help after they've been helped.
Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful event, and they always need people there to help set up and just run it. They have they bring out like a field kitchen.
They do. Well, there's the kitchen on site, but they we offer meals to the veterans that are participating at no cost to
no
them.
Cost to them. That's right.
So if you're interested in sponsoring. A day of meals, that's about $750, or anything that you might give to help support the veterans on that day. We schedule buses that will pick up veterans throughout the county and bring them on site. If you're a homeless veteran, we require that you stay on site.
For a couple of days.
For that period.
We provide showers,
showers, cots, meals.
Haircuts.
Haircuts. Are available. There's the last year there was a dental and vision inspector. You've got people there from the Veterans Administration, the Veterans Health Clinic. The Veterans Benefits Administration will help you file a claim if you haven't already. The Veterans Health Administration is there. They'll do blood pressure checks, vision, dental.
This is a great event, and for those there, and we have families come through there.
Yes,
I remember the first time I saw a family, husband, wife, two kids, and they help find them housing.
Yes.
So, okay, what else we got, Kev?
If for those that are going outside the county, I mentioned last time I was here. That I share Civil War ballooning history. The Friends of the Civil War Alcatraz will have a Civil War day on Alcatraz October 5th, and I'll be there sharing Civil War Balloon Corps history.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to buy Alcatraz? Wouldn't that be nice? Buy Alcatraz and turn it into a resort.
Well, you've got.
It would only cost you a couple billion dollars.
No, it would cost a couple billion dollars, but I think the focus should be on sharing the history.
Absolutely. I know.
It began as a Civil War fort.
Oh, it did?
Yes, it did.
I did not know.
Yes,
that.
It did. As did Fort Point at the base of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh,
now,
how about that?
The Civil War did not come far this far west.
No, but they were ready.
But they were prepared.
Did they, during World War II, did they put gun emplacements out there?
There were.
That,
yes, sir.
That doesn't surprise me.
The focus was to protect the bay.
Yeah. Kevin Knapp with the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. How do people see what you're doing?
Well, we've got a Facebook page and a website.
Okay.
Look for the Northern California Veterans Historical Association or Special Forces Association, Chapter 89. You can contact me. I'm a transplant from the East Coast.
Okay.
252-916-6631 or John Wilkerson, 530-339-0201 if you want to schedule us to come to your school or other event.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Kevin.
Thank you.
Appreciate everything you all do.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. All right, when we come back, we've got the Chester County Sheriff's Department.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Might have been the last thing they saw, a message flashing on the small screen just before the powerful explosion.
Pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah had exploded near simultaneously, killing at least 9 people, including an 8-year-old girl, and wounding more than 2,000. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack. As people sat in cafes or drove cars and motorcycles, the pagers in their hands or pockets started heating up and then exploding, leaving blood-splattered scenes and panicking bystanders. I'm Charles Villadesma.
It was his first campaign event since being targeted by a would-be assassin for a second time. Former President Trump telling a Michigan audience that the attempts on his life say something about the America First leadership he has shown in the past and hopes to demonstrate again.
And then you wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at. When I say something like that, you have countries saying, this guy, but what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right?
Mr. Trump speaking in Flint, Michigan. IVF-related legislation has stalled in the Senate.
Donald Trump has called himself a leader on IVF.
We want more babies.
But a vote to establish a nationwide right to IVF did not get the 60 votes needed to move forward. Texas Republican Ted Cruz voted no.
It's designed to backdoor and federalize broad abortion legislation.
Before the vote, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected Republicans to not support the IVF bill.
They stand against the well-being of families.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Federal Reserve expected to announce an interest rate cut later today. Ahead of that, the Dow is down 75 points, while the Nasdaq trading 30 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Thousands of anti-government demonstrators marching in support of Bolivia's former socialist president have battled counter-protesters and police.
Evo Morales and Luis Arce both belong to the same party, the Movement for Socialism, but they've fallen out over who should be the candidate in next year's presidential election. Bolivia's courts have ruled against Mr. Morales. The veteran leader has responded by mobilizing his supporters to march on the seat of government in La Paz. At one point on the road, there were clashes as police tried to block their advance. Evo Morales called it an ambush. President Arce says the march is an attempt to overthrow him.
The BBC's James Reed. More than 100 wildfires are stretching thousands of firefighters to the limit in northern Portugal. The country's worst spate of fires in recent years is blamed for 7 deaths since they spread out of control over the weekend. The hot, dry conditions coincide with flooding across Central Europe. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Russians are coming.
The U.S. military has moved about 130 soldiers along with mobile rocket launchers to a desolate island in Alaska amid a recent increase in Russian military planes and vessels approaching the state. 8 Russian military planes and 4 Navy vessels, including 2 submarines, have come close to Alaska in the past week as Russia and China conducted joint military drills. None of the planes breached U.S. airspace. A Pentagon spokesman said Tuesday there was no cause for alarm. Keith Peters reporting.
Grenada, Mississippi has removed a Confederate monument. It stood since 1910 in the town square, although the figure was covered with tarps for the past 4 years. The city council actually voted to move the monument back in 2020. That vote came after Mississippi lawmakers retired the state flag and featured the Confederate battle emblem. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567, the hotline into the studios. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. National Cheeseburger Day, and it's the Air Force birthday.
Yes, sir.
You ready with your, oh, you don't have it, do you? Dun, 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 dun.
Guess what day it is.
Oh.
Guess what day it is. Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is. Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yep, it's hump day. And the reason that started back, we played it for a while and then it kind of went away, and we started it back because your boss loved it. So it started again, and then Linda laughs all the time when she hears it. So anyway, it's National Cheeseburger Day, and it's the Air Force birthday. So, hello.
I don't know. I'm trying to find what you're talking about.
So, it's okay, Ben. Just go back to sleep, son. The weather. I am fortunate. I am blessed with the people that we have working for us now.
The clown show that is your producer.
Everybody that works here works with us. I don't think of them as, you know, employer employees. This is a gang that all works together here, and every one of them plays a very important role. And that's getting, being on the air and staying on the air. Today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 a.m. So I guess we can say that's not going to happen. It could happen later on today. But a high near 81 tomorrow, a high near 89 and sunny. And it looks like it's going to be sunny all the way through next Tuesday with a high near 98 on Tuesday. So it's going to be going up a little bit every day. In the 90s, but again, no triple digits. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do treat their customers like friends. Outstanding customer service. And the Kenny family is their third generation in this business, and I can't say enough about them. You can get a hold of them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with Shasta County Sheriff's Department today and Undersheriff Gene Randall.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, sir.
Last time I saw you, you weren't Undersheriff.
That's correct. I think I was over in services as a captain.
Yep. That was it. So what's an Undersheriff do? What is that?
So the way that our command is structured at the sheriff's office, we have the sheriff is the department head and the elected official. The undersheriff is directly below him, and I'm responsible for overseeing the day-to-day operations of the agency and directly supervise our 4 captains at the agency.
So there's just one undersheriff?
That's correct.
Okay. There's not like 4 undersheriffs?
No, not in our agency.
Not in your agency. But you get to wear the stars.
That's true.
He's got 2 stars. Of course, the sheriff's got 4.
Yep, that's correct.
Yep. And now, I think the sheriff's at a wedding, or is that?
Yeah, he's going to be out of town for the week, and so hopefully we wish him well and some good relaxation while being away from the office, and we'll hold down the fort till he gets back.
Well, y'all been doing a good job. Can we talk about what happened in this this big interagency sweep of the marijuana plantations around here?
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start. It's made some good news. So it was EPIC week last week, and EPIC stands for Eradication Prevention of Illicit Cannabis. Not to be confused with what's going on legally in California, but these are the illicit grows, sometimes in public lands, sometimes on private lands. But we come together with some of our state agency partners in an interagency enforcement effort, and I'm very proud to say that it's been very successful. We have a marijuana eradication team that's been aggressively enforcing the marijuana laws for us now all year, but sticking with what happened last week in EPIC alone, we served 34 search warrants. We eradicated 29,349 plants. They seized approximately 796 pounds of processed marijuana and discovered 11 firearms in the course of their duties. And that doesn't really even count the complete magnitude of what they did, because there's going to be several more complaints filed with the district attorney's office asking for Stephanie and her team to review those cases for prosecution later.
Yeah, this is a big operation. You're talking 30,000 plants eradicated. Now, what happens is do you all find them, or people call usually and say, hey, there's got a plantation out here?
So that's a great question. We gather intelligence in a number of ways. Some of them are when folks out in the community call us and alert us to the illegal grows that they happen upon. And again, those could be in the public lands. They could be in the private lands. A lot of times, too, we're doing reconnaissance, flying the area, looking for the grows from the air. And then we do get some confidential information sometimes that we tend to cooperate with reliable sources and do some rollback into those investigations and discover illegal illicit grows that way.
It seems like do y'all have drone operations?
Yeah, so we went live with our drone team a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's been a very successful program. It's a great tool to augment our deputies on the ground. Great thing for officer safety, crowd control. So there's
finding lost people.
Finding lost people. It's been instrumental and a great tool for us, and I'm certainly glad that we have it for our folks out there that are doing the job every day.
Well, drones have become part of our life, and the fact is that if they can be used to help keep officers safe, help find public that are lost out in the woods and are off the trails. I mean, you read things, it seems like, every week, especially during the summer, where they're finding people, they're finding bodies. I mean, I don't mean they're killed, that people get lost out there off the trail. This one family got out, a husband, wife, like an 18-month-old kid, and then a couple of smaller kids were 2 miles off the trail, and they were in deep trouble when they were found. So, you know, having drones and this kind of thing can really help. It can save lives out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, certainly. And you know, we're a big area. We're big on tourism and recreation. And that is true. I mean, people can get off the trail, get lost in a hurry, and find that they're in real trouble. So having that tool available to help our deputies and our search and rescue folks find people and get them back to safety, I think it's a huge boost in technology and helping us out in those issues of public safety.
Okay. I'm here with Undersheriff Gene Randall. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a lot of things going on with the Sheriff's Department, and we want to talk about the jail and those kind of things. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down there at Crackmaster Windshield Repair in Jeff Horst. This is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives great service for repairing windshields, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. Jeff Worst can fix it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed a crack in my windshield 17 years ago, and you still can't see it, about an 8-inch crack. Yeah, that's the kind of work that Jeff Worst does. He takes it inside, so he controls the climate, so he fixes your windshield, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, or an RV. I've seen him work in an RV. Can you imagine somebody driving boom, there's that chip right in the middle of the windshield that could go bad, and he'll fix that for you. For a free inspection and analysis by a master windshield repair specialist, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. We'll be right back with the Sheriff's Department.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'll be watching you. Yeah, that's a good song because we got the Sheriff's Department in here today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State 2023-2024. Yeah, they should do it again. Why? Well, they're the only full jewelry store, full service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, designing team to help you design the jewelry if you want a special piece. A great selection of jewelry, estate jewelry, Native American jewelry. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. This is where we go to shop for jewelry. And I have never been wrong because I listen to Rebecca when I go down there when I'm picking things out for Linda. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Undersheriff Gene Randall from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And we talked about this big raid they made over a week's time, almost 30,000 plants, all these other things that happened. But now, let's move on. The one of the big things since the Supreme Court decision saying is that cities and counties actually do have a say in what happens on their own property. And we're talking about moving homeless camps. Or that there's no right to have a homeless camp on city property or county property. And the chief of police, Chief Barner, has said we're going to be aggressive in this. And but people don't realize is that Shasta County has its share of homeless camps out there, too. I mean, we see them right here in the city, but Shasta County is also facing that same problem.
Yeah, I would agree. And that's one of those things that we could forecast and start preparing for the sheriff's office is once the city of Reading has announced that they're going to be aggressively enforcing a lot of the issues of vagrancy and a lot of those issues that are have to do with the homeless camps. And one thing that we're looking for is that if they do end up going aggressive on that enforcement, a lot of times it can push people into the unincorporated areas where we typically didn't have a problem before. But we could develop a problem as just as a result of aggressive enforcement in the adjacent areas.
So then you've got then. So now you now it's your problem. So then you can push them back. Now, do we have the end result of this? Of course, is I hate to use the term, but you're coercing homeless people to get help, and the help is out there. I mean, I think everybody agrees we've got plenty of assistance out there to help people that want to get off the streets. What happens with those, though, that just say, nope, not going to do it? Do they end up in the jail?
Yeah, I mean, first things first, we have a real good working relationship with the police department, and I think the main thing is from an enforcement aspect of regardless of what policies are coming down from each of the chief or the department head being the sheriff, is that we work together. And I know that Reading PD is doing some great work with the mentally ill out there in the community with their CERT team. And, again, I think that the deputies on patrol are doing a great job by making themselves aware of what resources are out there and available, whether that's our local county mental health or to the mission. There are resources out there. Getting to the main body of the question, what ends up happening to folks that end up getting in the system is exactly that. A lot of times they receive citations, they're released on their promise to appear, but those citations begin to stack up and they end up going to warrants where they're eventually arrested and find their way into custody or jail.
And that's since we've already got a full jail in many cases from pretty serious cases, but there's always some room there, I guess. Do y'all keep like a like five spots open or something, for the, okay, you're coming in. Yeah, we're just not going to let you back out on the street for a while.
Yeah, we do have a chronic offender program. And unfortunately, I mean, the bed space at the jail has certainly been a hot button topic, both politically and as an issue of public safety. But we do maintain a certain amount of beds for chronic offenders that have exorbitant amount of warrants or they represent an issue of public safety and need to stay into custody.
Have we heard anything on where we are on the new jail, or has that thing just died?
So I'm not sure that it's quite DOA just yet. I'm hopeful that at some point in my career we can get going and starting to build a new facility.
How many more years you got left?
It's a good question. It's a moving target.
Let's just say you got 10 years left. Do you think it'll start in 10 years?
Well, I certainly hope that I don't go another 10 years. I'm hoping to retire before then. But I think that if we can get the initiative going here in the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to take a lot of time to build a jail. I know that when I visited other municipalities and counties that have built a jail, it's a process, and some of them have taken upwards of 7 to 8 years to build. But there's definitely a necessity, I think, that most people would agree, to deal with some of the issues that we have, especially with drug offenses and addiction. Part of that is being able to leverage the sanctions of the law to get people to comply with drug and alcohol counseling.
Why don't we have and this is well above your pay grade, okay? So I'm just going to throw it out there. Why don't we have like a low-level offender jail? You know, the ones that are nonviolent.
Right to jail. You're playing music too loud? Right to jail. Right away. You're driving too fast? Jail. Slow? Jail. You're charging too high prices for sweaters, glasses? You right to jail. You undercook fish? Believe it or not, jail. You overcook?
Okay, I got it. I'm not going to ask you. You'll tell me, and I don't want to know. A low offender. You know, I mean, nonviolent. They're just, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, stealing things. How hard is it to build 100-bed facility for low offenders? Do you need the exact same restrictions and all the things for a low offender jail as you do for a, you know, a high offender, or, you know, a high danger, or a, you know, a serious offender jail? Is it the same?
So I think it's a complex question. I'm not the authority to.
It wasn't a great question the way I said it either. So,
but I think
you get what I'm talking about.
But I think it's a great topic, and I think it's certainly worth having that conversation. I'm not the authority to speak on it because I wasn't part of the planning, but we did have that exact concept with the ARC that was slated to be built about. It's been about a decade or so ago, where it didn't make it past the planning phase. But that was one of those concepts in jails that directly would have dealt with addiction and offered services in that regard that was separate from the main jail.
It seems to me that we could put up a prefabbed housing, make it into a temporary spot where you put the wire around it. You've got your. Of course, you have all your correctional officers there, and then you have that one. You know, you have all the assistance groups that are there, and these are the ones you don't really have to worry about. You know, taking a knife out and stabbing one of the correctional officers or each other. And it seems like, I don't know, is the majority in the jail now under Sheriff Randall, are they all danger guys, dangerous people? Are they all that serious now or in the jail? Because that's what I've heard.
So the jailed population, in my opinion, is certainly becoming a lot more dangerous. That's just evident, but what we have with attacks on staff and the type of offender that we're housing there. So a couple things have changed. We always hear about AB 109, and that was an assembly bill that took aim about 2012 and really changed the landscape of what jail looked like. And it put us on a trajectory where we now have a lot more multi-year commits. To explain that for the listening audience, prior to 2012, it was very unusual to have somebody serve more than 1 year in county jail unless they were pending trial for a very serious offense. In other words, if they were convicted for a misdemeanor, they would typically serve no more than about 6 months, be released. That's now changed where the courts have the ability to sentence people for felony convictions, not go to state prison, but then serve a multi-year term in county jail. So if we find ourselves in a situation like we are in Shasta County where we're short beds already to deal with just the issues of public safety, those offenders that are pending trial, and now we put multi-year commits on top of those folks that we're housing there, eventually we're going to have another serious problem down the road.
Yeah, because these guys are, jails were built for a year. I mean, that's county jails. I mean, like you said, they're for year and under. And,
right.
And you have kind of a different rule. But if you start putting people in there for 6 years or 7 years, I heard down in L.A. they got one guy in there who's been sentenced to 40 years in the county jail. 40 years. I mean, come on. So that's got to have an impact on the population of your jails. It's got to get worse.
Well, it has an impact. Obviously, I mean, we could just play the numbers game. And if as the years go wear on and we're dealing with multi-year commits in our jail, that reduces the bed space for the people that we have that we're just looking to handle issues of public safety. Someone's arrested for a violent offense, it's going to be a challenge on where to house those folks. And that challenge is going to become greater and greater in the future. Right now we're managing, but forecasting 10 years from now, it could be a real problem. So the other problem with that is the offender population is how do we deliver programs and services to the folks that are currently in the jail when movement is very challenging in and itself?
No, I understand that because there are some people that are there that you can get them into programs and get them, you know, get them the help they need. This is a real quandary, I'm sure, for the Sheriff's Department. And when we come back, are you familiar with Proposition 36?
Yes, sir.
Okay, maybe we can just discuss that one a little bit because we are a strong proponent for that, but you can explain to the people why that's important to, for the safety of our population up here in Shasta County. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, and this is my barbershop. It's not just mine. It's hundreds of you out there. That also go to Cypress Square. I can't say enough about it. Locally owned, started in 1960. It's gone through, I think, maybe three owners, since 1960. It's a veteran-owned business. They give just great haircuts. I haven't had a bad haircut there. You can make an appointment for your haircut at 530-244-9478. You can just drop by. It's not a hair salon. My friends, it is a barber shop, and like I said, they do great work as barbers. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Something in the style that shows me. I don't want to leave it now. You know I believe in how.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Wednesday the 18th, 8:35 in the morning, and tomorrow we're going to be down at Dutch Bros right down here on Market Street, and we're going to be participating with Caffeinate for a Cause. It's $1 per drink, and all tips at all the stands in Reading, Anderson, and Palo Cedro will go in to support Turtle Bay. If you can't make it there, you can always go to Turtle Bay website and donate there. It's all for a great cause. So think about that. $1 per drink and all the tips at all the stands for Dutch Bros goes to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. So come on down, say hello, have a cup of coffee. I'm here with Undersheriff Gene Randall of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. He's the numero two dose in the Sheriff's Department. And he's kind of like the XO in a organization that makes sure everything runs while the CO goes out and takes his runs, you know, goes out, plays golf, whatever they do back there. Nah, I'm just kidding. We talked about in the first segment, we've talked about the first two segments about the big marijuana bust. They did a week-long operation. It took down 30,000 plants and 975 pounds of processed marijuana. And this is something that is continuous out there. We talked about the jail and where we are on that and where he would like to see at least it start while he's still here. I would like to see it start while I'm still here. There's a Proposition 36, that is supposed to, you know, after Prop 47 passed, we've suffered a string throughout the state of robberies and not just smash and grab ones, but people shoplifting, because if it's under $950, I think you get a ticket for it. And what they're trying to do with this is Props 36 says its tougher laws against smash and grabs will allow prosecutors to combine the value of items stolen from multiple thefts to increase accountability for serial thieves and reduce crime and substance abuse by mandating treatment for felony drug offenders. Yeah, so I know the DA is really strong on this, and many of the sheriff's organizations and law enforcement organizations. Just from you know, your viewpoint, what do you think about this? After I just prefaced it like that.
Just to be fair to the question, I support it. I think that it's a good measure. I've been in the business for about 25 years. You know, I've been on the show several times. And in my career, when I first started, the threshold for grand theft was $400. And again, as you mentioned, when it was a Prop 47 that came through, and that changed to threshold to $950 for a felony. So basically the differentiation between petite larceny and grand larceny was the dollar value. And that jumping it from $400 from $950, I think, was a travesty then. I think it was a travesty as it rolled out, and I continue to believe it's a travesty today, because what we know about criminal behavior is many people are going to be put in a position where they're going to steal from others to support their habits and their drug habits, and I believe that's exactly what we're seeing today. Not only that, in some of the more urban areas and City Reading, I think, has seen it. We especially seen it down in San Francisco, like when we'd go down to visit the Giants game, is the organized retail theft and what that landscape now looks like with the security guard standing out in front of every single retail store that's still open in that area.
Yeah, and, you know, when you see gangs coming up in their cars and smashing grabs, these aren't just shoplifters. They're going in there for some bananas. They're going after some high-value items. And the whole idea is you gather it and then you sell it. I was told that there was no doubt that things being stolen were being loaded into trucks and taken up in Oregon or Nevada and things like this. I mean,
it certainly leads to theft. That. Yeah, it's an organized form of crime. It's an organized theft. And unfortunately, our good citizens that are paying their taxes every day that would never steal anything pay the price for it ultimately.
What?
Good citizens. Sorry, I was just listening.
Okay. Just
no more.
9 times out of 10, you're okay. On that one, I'm not sure.
1 out of 10, I'm not.
Because we end up all paying for it. And like Walmart. Our local Walmart has got into the millions of dollars every year of losing stuff. And maybe it's not all theft. Sometimes it's, who knows. But it's a vast, the vast amount is by people just coming in there and stealing things.
Well, yeah,
and there's no repercussions, right. It seems.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of examples of that, too, that have been, part of our liberties as shoppers being eroded away little by little is if you need something that is obviously in high demand that's stolen, it's behind a locked counter. And I know personally I like to try and buy everything I can locally to support our local businesses.
Yeah.
But that's getting more difficult and challenging these days to go into a convenience store, and if you need 20 items and 5 of them are behind a locked case, that in and out trip to the store goes from 5 minutes maybe up to 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true when you think about it. Well, but anyway, we'll see what happens with Prop 36. Of course, the legislature down in Sacramento, bless their hearts, are against it. We don't need to change 47, even though it's had such a direct impact. And, I mean, when you get big city mayors in San Francisco and Oakland and, even L.A. in some cases, saying that we've got to do something here because you're destroying our business climate the way it is now. The Sheriff's Department, let's talk about, I've seen some photos lately of people coming into the Sheriff's Department. What's it looking like for your personnel?
So it's looking well. I know the picture was pretty bleak, going back, 5-7 years ago,
yeah.
Recruitment was very difficult. We've turned the corner. I'm very happy to say that most of our enforcement deputy positions are full. We have a very robust program that's continuing, putting deputies. We're hiring people and putting them through the academy. Currently, we have 4 in the academy. All of them are doing very well. They're expected to hit the street here in January. They'll do their field training program, which usually consists of about 16 weeks of pretty intense training. And then if all goes well and they pass that period, they're going to be transferred over either to our enforcement division or over to our custody division.
Okay, so they could come in and they could end up in as a custody division over in the jail. And I talked to somebody the other day that started their career. He was on the Reading Police Department. Started his career in the jail. And he said it really gave him a leg up, understanding how people thought that were in there. So when he went out on the street later on, it was he said it was it just made his life easier because he understood after being in the jail with criminals 10 hours, 12 hours a day, how they thought.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think that a lot of the success we've seen in our training program, probably about 50 to 55% of our deputies that are working patrol today came from the jail, more specifically our jail through the program where we send them to the academy. Speaking from a personal standpoint, when I began my career in the late 90s, I went straight to patrol, which I think was a detriment to my career, looking at how well people have performed coming out of the jail. They are in a controlled environment. They get to learn how to interact with the offenders on a daily basis, and I think that transforms to better communication skills when they get out to the road and start working patrol.
Okay. All right. We're here with Undersheriff, Shasta County Undersheriff Gene Randall. And we've been talking about a variety of things. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Like an apparition. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is proud to host No Beginning, No End, a collected show of posthumous works by William Wareham, 1941 to 2023. Join us at Shasta College through October 18th with a guest lecture by Philip E. Linhares, Chief Curator of Art Emeritus, Oakland Museum of California on Thursday, October 17th, 5 to 6 p.m. in Room 400. There will be a reception following the lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. in Building 300.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to be out there, yes, for Caffeinate for a Cause. Linda will be there from 7 to 9. At 8 o'clock, I'll be back in the studios and interviewing Reading Mayor Danessa Audette, who is also, of course, a candidate for the California Assembly. And a lot of stuff to talk about with her from 8 to 9 tomorrow right here. And but we'll, like I said, Linda will be down there from 7 to 9 at the Market Street Dutch Bros for Caffeinate for a Cause. I'm here with Shasta County Undersheriff Gene Randolph, Randall, excuse me. And we've been talking about a variety of things, but this, the latest thing is this Alert FM. And hopefully you can explain this better than I did when I was trying to explain it. So
very, very well. We have a number of alert systems, and the first thing I would say about any emergency is, it seems like we're constantly in fire season. And here we are in September. We've got some rains. I don't think that we're quite out of the woods yet. There's still a lot of dry fuels out on the ground. We could have lightning strikes. We could still have fire. So be ready to go. The number one thing that I would tell people is don't think about fire safety in terms of I need to be told to leave. You want to be thinking about it like a good shortstop in a major league game is you think about what you're going to do with the ball before it's hit to you and have a plan. Those are the ones that do very well, and it could save your life in the long run. With that said, to help with those issues of public safety surrounding the fire and evacuations, we got a number of good programs out there and alert systems, and since we brought up Alert FM, I think that's a good place to start.
Okay.
So Alert FM, we have a number of residents that live outside of the area where Internet's provided, obviously, with some advances that have been made. More and more services are available by satellite link, and as that happens, I think more people are going to be or have the Internet available in those outlying areas that way out in Oak Run and some of the edges of Shingletown and Viola. But with that said, we have Alert FM. That's a system. It costs right around $100 from what I understand. You could purchase them directly from the vendor, Alert FM. They do have to be programmed. And so when we did an initiative, we had a grant for about $50,000 from PG&E to purchase some units, and we gave a lot of them out in the community over the last couple seasons. One of the questions that would come up is they say, well, we're getting these regular tests. We're seeing them in the media, but it's not working on my device. Chances are you got to go back, follow the step-by-step directions on how to program those. And if you're having trouble, if you've purchased one or if you plan to purchase one, get a hold of the manufacturer and get some direction on how to program those, because if it's not set to your specific geographical area where you live, it's probably not going to function correctly.
Okay. Well, this is for people without the Internet, and so you're out in the boonies. But you can still get your FM signal.
Yeah, and I think it's a great backup system. Again, I wouldn't rely on 100% on any one system. Use common sense, and if you feel like your family's life is in danger, have that plan, have that go bag, lock up your house, and leave the area. As soon as we have evacuations, the sheriff's office and those unincorporated areas are going to have extra patrols. This year, we saw that in the Manton area and part of the Shingletown area. We told our deputies and the officers and the allied agencies that were helping us out, be aggressive with enforcement. They arrested a ton of people in the evacuation areas, which I'm a big proponent of, and we want to get them off the street, out of those areas, but we want to keep your property safe. So again, if...
What happened to those guys? Did they? I know they were prosecuting them.
Yeah, a lot of those cases are probably working their way through the courts.
Okay.
But the big thing is, as far as the issue of public safety, yeah, they're off the street and they're going to jail, and there's
sure
zero breaks there
for
those folks.
Okay, we have a couple phone calls coming in here. So, Ron, good morning. Do you have a question for Undersheriff Randall?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I do. I got a couple questions. Anyhow, you said these are illicit marijuana grows. Those grows have more TCP in it than the stuff that you can legally buy? And I feel that the marijuana is the gateway drug for the rest of the drugs. And any nation that has a large portion of its people on drugs is going to have a hard time to even survive. And I think that this is marijuana should be illegal for everything. So anyhow, that's my comment. Thank you so much.
Okay, Ron. The illegal grows. It's he's wondering about, are they a more potent type of marijuana? But I don't know how you could tell that.
So as the industry has changed, so has the THC content. It is higher probably than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And again, Ron, I appreciate your comments. Thanks for the call. One thing that I would point out is that with the illicit grows, it's not so much that it has to do with the THC, but we look at the criminal aspect that comes from that. A lot of times we're having people that are coming in the country illegally, specifically to grow marijuana. You look at some of the violent crimes that are associated with marijuana, some of the shootings that we've experienced in the unincorporated areas. And then finally, there's the environmental crimes as well. And we get a lot of help from our folks over at Fish and Game and Wildlife that come over and help us out with that. But, you know.
Yeah, because they use pesticides and rodenticides that are illegal here in the United States for a good reason.
Right. And they're introducing a lot of chemicals and a lot of environmental disaster when they come, and they leave a wake of nothing but problems and cleanup in their path. But then we think of the farmer that's doing everything legitimately, getting their water legally, and then you have somebody upstream diverting that water for an illegal marijuana grow. It's going to have an impact on the agricultural operation of that farmer. And agriculture is a big part of our community here.
Yeah. Okay, Vincent, good morning.
Good morning. People have to remember that Cal Fire are state employees. They're not going to break their backs to protect your home. We protected our home ourselves something like 25 years ago. If we would have depended on CDF, it was called at the time, our place would have been lost. They were out here playing around with their bare feet out the window, and there was a water hydrant 55 feet away from them, and they were in a pump trunk. They didn't try at all. They only tried when my family came out and put the fires out on the property right off the highway. That's the only time they acted.
That's okay, Vincent.
What are you
thank
still
you.
Doing here?
Thank so, you. Thanks very not, much I'm for your phone call. That really, I understand that, you know, what Vincent's saying is that you have to take care of yourself, which is what you said, as much as possible.
And I certainly hear the frustration. To answer that, that hasn't been my experience. I think the brave men and women that fill out the ranks of the fire departments that I've worked side by side with for the year have been very brave and showed a lot of resolve in fighting the fires and protecting people's property. But again, it does go back to the larger picture. Is it your property? Maintain a defensible space and give the fire department a fighting chance to save your home.
Yeah, and you know, the fact is these large fires, no matter, you put 6,000 people on it, you could probably use 4,000 more. And let me get into assets. But I can understand the frustration, Vincent, that, you know, hey, this stuff's here and you're not using it. But like you said, it was like 25 years ago. So maybe things have changed.
Well, there's a lot of frustration, too. We just face it. I mean, we can go down the avenue of fire insurance and how difficult that is to attain for people that are living in those unincorporated areas where it's really affecting their bottom line if their household and managing their finances.
In business and all this, when people are buying a house, buying it for cash, and then they end up with a $1,000 electric bill and an $800 a month insurance.
Right.
I mean, all of a sudden you've got an $1,800 nut there you have to to cover before anything else.
And I think that's a great segue from Alert FM in looking at some of our other ones. You know, with Genesis, that's been a great program, but again, we have these new things called power safety shutoffs that we're now aware of, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If we have a high wind event and it's dry outside, a lot of times PG&E is going to de-energize those lines to prevent fire. Alert FM would work, you know, with their battery operated. It's a great system. Genesis is real simple. You can download that at most of your app stores or onto your laptop through an app store. Know your zone. You're going to be identified in a geographical zone, and that's how we're going to push information out to when you need to evacuate, and more importantly, when you could repopulate those areas as well.
Yeah, and we saw that with the park fire. You know, they were going through there, and this zone would be evacuated. This one gets a warning order like that. So,
right.
Gene Randall, Undersheriff of Shasta County. Thanks a lot for being here with us. And we've covered a lot of things today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, sir.
If somebody is interested in going to work for Shasta County Sheriff Department, how do they do that?
Well, first things first, I would recommend it. It's a great agency and a great group of people to work with every day. But just do a simple Google search, Shasta County personnel, and look at the open positions. That's where we fly our jobs. And we're always looking for good men and women to fill out our ranks. And if working patrol or working the jail isn't your thing, you know what? There's a lot of great people in our support services that keep the day-to-day operation running so our deputies can do what they do out there in the street.
There you go. We didn't even touch on your volunteer groups and, you know, your search and rescue parties and all that. We did that last time, and that was a tremendous amount of help it gives the Shasta County Sheriff's Department on that. So thanks again for being with us. Okay, everybody. Looks like it's going to be a decent day. It looks like we skipped the thunderstorms, at least so far. Tomorrow, Caffeinate for a Cause and Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading and candidate for California State Assembly for the 1st District. Have a good day and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.